This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood, in for Ben Johnson. 80s game geeks rejoice. The movie Pixels is coming out this weekend. In it, vintage video game characters become the bad guys. With the movie come a couple of Pixels-inspired video games, which actually seems kind of obvious. But it turns out there's a long and sometimes checkered history of video games based on Hollywood movies. Marketplace's Adrian Hill stopped by the show to give us a little history lesson. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Molly.
How long have we actually had these video game tie-ins with movies?
Almost as long as we've had video games, back in the arcade days even. And with the exception, and there are notable exceptions here, a lot of these games have been average or really bad. One of the most spectacular failures was the E.T. game for the Atari. It came out back in 1982. It is a true, true disaster video game. Here's the story of E.T. from John Paul Dyson. He's the director of the International Center for the History of Electronic Games at the Strong Museum of Play.
The developer, Howard Scott Warshaw, had only about a month to translate this movie into a console game for the Atari 2600, which was the most popular video game console at the time. And it was really an impossible task. It was the story of this alien trying to make his way home. And there were not really the battles or other things that people knew how to make for video games at the time.
The game meant a huge loss for Atari, and it's actually among the reasons the video game industry crashed in the 1980s. It was that bad.
That is epic.
It is.
Why didn't things get better after that? Why are so many other tie-in games still bad?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. In many cases, they have that basic E.T. problem, which is developers just don't have enough time to work on these games. They often don't have the budget that a really good game requires because these things don't ever sell great. Gamers complain that sometimes these seem to be more about marketing than about gameplay. And finally, it's really hard to translate what works emotionally in a movie into a typical video game.
So where are we today? These video games are still happening. What's the state of video game tie-ins?
They are happening, but they're not happening as often at the same high level they used to be happening at. There are some exceptions. Jurassic World, which came out this summer, did have a Jurassic World Lego tie-in game. That's a full-fledged $50 console game. But it's also capitalizing on the Lego game brand. I don't know if you've played these games.
Those are good games.
They're good games. You can sort of count on them to be pretty playable and pretty fun. But typically, and more often, we're seeing much smaller app-style games. And that's what we're seeing with Pixels. It's coming out this weekend. There are two free apps you can download. They both look pretty low budget. The online comments aren't all that positive. And they really do look like something the marketing department was like, oh my God, we have Pac-Man. We've got to do something.
Which suggests that the gamers are right, in fact. Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you so much.
Thanks, Molly.